was just one of those things where initially I didn't feel like anything was open, so I was just trying to make a play, and, you know, just got to be smarter and make sure it gets past the line of scrimmage. It's on me.
A few plays earlier, you had Matt Hood open in the end zone. So play bounced in front of him, something you mentioned. What happened there?
You know, I just got to drive the ball, continue to drive it out there. You know, Macklin ran a great route and gave us a good coverage, so, you know, I got to take advantage of that and get the ball out there to him, give him an opportunity to make a play.
What was your reaction when after the throw you saw it hit the ground?
I thought when it released, I felt good, and I saw it hit right in front of him, and, you know, I was, you know, it was frustrating because the ball didn't get there, and I got to get him a better – gotta get him a better ball, let him make a play. What was that?
Are you holding the ball longer than you did in the previous start, extending plays more than you've done before?
I couldn't tell you. When I play the game, I think a lot of players will tell you play in the zone and you just sort of react to things, you're reading things, and you know, sometimes when I look back at games, I don't, it's hard to remember things because you're in the zone, you play, you feel the game, so. I'm just playing the game just like I know how. What was that?
How'd you hurt your hand?
You know, I banged it up a little bit in the first half. It's fine.
How much do you think that affected your throwing in the second half?
Not at all. It didn't affect my throwing at all.
You're given another game to show that you should be this team starter. To evaluate your performance today.
What was that?
Can you evaluate your performance today? You know, given another game to show that you can be this team starter.
You know, I got to eliminate mistakes. You know, I fumbled and threw an interception. And it's the quarterback's job to make sure we get more points on the board than the other team, and I didn't do my job today. And, you know, it's frustrating, you know, because I'm hard on myself and I want to win, but I'm going to keep working hard, and I know my teammates are too, and I'm going to show them that I'm going to keep working hard, and we're going to stay together. Like I've always said, we're going to keep sticking together. It's been a tough year, but we still have each other, and I know we're going to keep going to work. We have another game left. We'll watch the film of this one and keep moving forward.
What happened on the fumble? That seemed like a big moment in the game. You guys were driving, you were up, setting up. Did you sense carrying behind you?
Yeah, I sensed it. It just slipped out. I got to protect the ball better. It's as simple as that. I got to make sure in that situation I get two hands on it and protect it so it doesn't shoot out like it did.
What about possibly throwing the ball away there?
It would have been a penalty because it was a screen. In a better situation, I should have thrown it at the running back's feet. Instead of scrambling around trying to make a play, I should have thrown it at his feet and lived to play another down. So, you know, it's frustrating. I learn, and just the next time that happens, I just got to do that.
It's unusual for a guy to be with you for such a short time and kind of be able to look like you're about your first read on that play.
Yeah.
It's a good throw. I mean, is it just tough for a guy just coming off the team there?
No, I mean, he's a great player. You know, he's shown so much throughout the week of practice, and he's going to continue to get better. And, you know, I got to make sure, you know, give him a solid ball. I put that one in there pretty hard. But he's a great player. He showed a lot during the week. We're going to keep, you know, working together, and he's going to make a lot of plays here.
Is that particular play, that formation, that route, something you guys were able to work on this week in practice?
Yeah, we were able to work on it, and we'll keep working on it. We'll keep, you know, when things happen, you know, mistakes happen, you know, it makes you, you know, you get frustrated, but, you know, a day happens, 24 hours happen, and you work on it and you keep moving forward. You know, you learn from it and you keep moving forward, and we'll all continue to, you know, push forward and keep grinding. I mean, that's all we know to do.
Nick, this is your second start against Washington. Did you see anything, any traits or anything you saw that you may have not seen the first time you saw them?
I mean, you know, they run a similar, you know, they run their defense. They're going to bring different things, but it's their defense. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. They brought different things from different sides of the field, but it's just what we saw on film.
How much did it help having LeSean back, especially like on the fourth down play to get down on the five? Is that something that, you know, the guy's been around for so many years, basically?
Yeah, I mean, it was great having him back. You saw him make so many plays out there today. When guys had him, he made them miss. He made several guys miss on several runs. And, you know, catching out of the backfield, and, he extended a lot of plays. And he's such a playmaker, so it was really great having him back out there to, you know, extend the plays, get us, you know, there's some crucial plays he made that, you know, helped us out a ton. So we just got to keep feeding him the ball.
In a game like this, you obviously have some good throws, touchdown passion, and one in the back. How do you assess those plays against maybe the one plays, the plays that you feel like you should have that back?
No, I mean, you look at it and, you know, it's positive. It's, you know, in the right direction. But, you know, I look at the plays that I didn't make and how I could, how next time, you know, if that situation arises, what else would I do differently if I feel that, if I, you know, maybe, you know, it's just different things. I try to look at, you know, the throws I didn't make and, you know, work on those and get those better.
What was Coach Reed like today? There was a lot of talk about possibly his last home game here and the fans chanted at the end. You know, what was he like?
Coach Reed was the same Coach Reed. He stays the same. He stays the path. You know, he's a great head coach to play for, cares a lot about the city. And, you know, he's done a lot of great things here. And, the one thing I love about Coach Reed is he always stays the path. He always pushes us. He doesn't change. He's, you know, he's solid. And that's something that I always respect about him.
Nick, do you see Marty and Andy maybe developing or fine tweaking the offense to cater more towards your strengths at all?
I mean, I think that's what you do. I mean, when you have a quarterback out there, you want to, you know, I know I feel comfortable with the play we're running. So it's always important to, you know, and if I was a coach, that's what I would do. And I know that's, you know, that's a philosophy for a lot of coordinators. So, yeah, I mean, we always talk about the plays and if I'm comfortable with them. And, you know, that's throughout the week of practice. If I'm not comfortable with something, I'll let them know. So, you know, that's huge being a quarterback and being on the same page with your coaches. So, yes, they do.
On the pass, on that last drive, did you feel when it left your hands?
I felt like I had them, but sometimes that, you know, I just got to continue to drive it, maybe put a little more, you know, loft it up a little bit more, you know. I feel pretty stiff, you know, ball, so maybe just a little bit more air on it, a little bit more room for air.